880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. Thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate that. We've got a great show today. We're going to talk about advances in Alzheimer's research. We've got my good friend Evan Butters. Evan's got a program he's running, Biking for Ben. We're going to talk about that. It's going to be up in Broward County. Is it going to be in Broward, Evan?
It is.
It is. And so we're going to talk about that. It'll be up in Broward County. He's doing it in conjunction with the South Broward Wheelers. We've got Dr. Jeffrey Vance here to talk about advances in the genetics and neurology part of all this. Then in our second half of the show, we're going to talk about the retail centers, whether they're evolving, why anybody's still buying them since everybody's going to buy everything on Amazon. No one's ever going to walk into a store again. So we're going to talk about what's going on in the retail business. We're going to talk to a family office out in Colorado that buys grocery-anchored retail, and what is in the world is prompting them to do that is what we're going to talk about. So Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with my good buddy Evan and Jeffrey Vance. We're going to talk about Alzheimer's and the Bike for Ben. Biking for Ben. Sorry, I'll get it right eventually. I promise.
No, that was great.
All right. She gonna make you move to Miami. She gonna make you move to Miami. That's right. Every day is a good day at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why I have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I'll be up at their Audi store in Gainesville next week, broadcasting live from the UF event. And they also have a great store down in Key West that has all kinds of great name brands. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. That's right.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
It would be greatly appreciated if humans can stop being defective, please.
On 880, The Biz.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
If you're considering a podcast, contact us to see how easy it is to get started. Podcasting gets more popular every day, and all of the tools that you need to create a great podcast are right here at Salem Media. Our special introductory package includes a month worth of podcasts, production, distribution, and management, and even a co-host if needed. You're welcome. All for $175. Don't wait. Take advantage of this great offer now. 305-644-0800. The Premier Podcast Studios, Salem Media. That's 305-644-0800. TheBiz.com.
Hey, all right. If you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. Why? Because if you call me, it's all about you is the tagline. But maybe you need something creative and maybe you need it quick. I recently closed a deal in just a couple of weeks for a friend of mine that needed a bridge loan to get him from here to there on his transaction. That's right. Just 2 weeks. You give us a call. One person answers the phone. That person can make a decision and give you a commitment the same day. We can close in a week. It happens all the time. We did over $100 million worth of this business last year. Need a construction loan on your gorgeous luxury townhome or condo? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Looking for an in-town location for your business? I can help you with that too. 305-773-6300 gets you to me, Jim Freed. Why would you call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, we're back with Freed on Business. We're here with my good friend Evan Butters. He's got an event coming up called Biking for Ben. It's going to be November 17th at Markham Park. I'm sorry that I'm not broadcasting on Instagram. I do know that all the millennials listen to that, according to Evan, but I don't call them millennials. I refer to them as people under 40. Evan's cracking up. Hey, Evan, welcome to the show. Lean into the mic and laugh.
Ha, 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 ha.
You're
courtesy
very
laughs.
Very good. That was a very good laugh. Okay, very good laugh. And then we've also got, why don't you introduce who our guest is, Evan?
Yeah, so our guest is Dr. Jeffrey Vance from the UM John P. Hussman Institute for Human Genomics. And him and his wife specialize in Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, I understand he's not really the boss of that either. You just came along for the ride, didn't you, Dr. Vance?
Absolutely true. Thank you very much. Points for me and my wife.
No problem. We wanted to lay down that track just so you could walk in the house later today. Now, Evan, let's start off with why you're doing an event and why is it called Biking for Ben?
Yeah, so I approached the South Broward Wheelers.
Who are they?
They're a very large bicycle club in South Broward, as evident by the name. And I approached them about doing a charity cycling event, organizing it actually, in honor of my late grandfather, Ben Goldman, who passed away last summer from Alzheimer's. And I think it's a cause that a lot of us hold near and dear and that can relate to. And as my grandpa was an avid cyclist, I thought it would be great to have a memorial ride and raise some money along the way.
Well, that's a beautiful thought. Now, Dr. Vance, can somebody die from Alzheimer's?
You don't really die from Alzheimer's. You die from the conditions associated with it, not moving around. Eventually, most people get pneumonia, things like that. But the average lifespan is anywhere from 10 to 15 years after diagnosis. So.
Really? Because a lot of people think that it's like the kiss of death right away. I guess Ronald Reagan lived for a whole bunch of years, right?
Yeah. That's
my benchmark.
Yeah, no, that's part of the difficulty with Alzheimer's is that people require care and compassion and for a long period of time. It's a chronic disease.
Wow. Well, I know somebody who's working with, I've got a client, I finance memory centers, Certus Senior Living. We should talk to them about this. I'm going to get you and your wife together with my friend Troy Cox at Certus Senior Living. Now, back to the event. Evan, the event is on November 17th, so there's good opportunity for you to come back and pitch this again.
Absolutely, and you're riding in it with me, Jim.
Well, we'll be on the sidelines giving people water. I don't ride a bike anymore. I'm not allowed to. I have a bad back, and I have to wear one of those funny hats. I can't ride a wave runner either. I got, a real boring
one. What kind of funny hat?
Yeah, one of them funny hats, you know. Probably need a whole bodysuit. Not a bodysuit.
Is that aluminum foil hat?
Well, no, that's the one I wear.
Think a three-wheel.
I'm trying to do the aluminum foil hat so that I stop hearing the voices, but it just hasn't been working.
Jim, let's just
I'll be a water station. I'll be a water station. I can be a water station. I'll raise money. Can I raise money? Would that work?
That'll do.
Wanda knows I'll do that. And we're going to talk to my friends at Certus. I want you to learn about them. They're cutting edge. And I really would like you to meet Doogie Howser, the head of research there. We actually call the guy Doogie. He's like 15 years old. So, Evan, the thing is on November 17th. What is going to happen on November 17th?
So riders can choose from a 30 or 60-mile ride starting in Markham Park and going through the cities of Sunrise and Weston. And we're going to have a great event. Jersey Mike's is coming out for those riding. So at minimum, you get a free sub.
And you'll definitely sounds like you'd be working that sub off.
Exactly. You'll have the opportunity to, absolutely. And it'll be just a great event, you know, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
So weather should be nice.
Yeah, so it should be nice out. So, you know, at minimum, come out, support us, enter in some raffles. We should have some good items to raffle off by then. And it'll be a beautiful event.
I promise you I'll help you get some good, we'll start leaning into this. You'll kind of talk to me next week.
We're going to raffle off dinner with you, Jim. Are you kidding me?
I'm down for that.
I'm bidding on that one.
I'm down for that. It's actually be a lot of fun. Be a lot of fun. I eat like goofy stuff too. Okay, so Dr. Vance, so I remember you and your wife, I guess your wife and you, came down here, what was it, 11 years ago?
Yeah, 2007.
Dr. Goldschmidt brought you down. You started the human genomes thing over there. I got all excited. What the human genome? I don't even know. You had these guys on computers all over the world working to solve what's the human genome. I guess you kindly figured it out. It's 11 years later. What has your research helped us learn?
Well, we've done a lot of stuff. First of all, we now know that most of the when we started, we thought most of the genome wasn't that important. It was only a small part that makes protein. Now we know that almost all the genome is important, and most of the genome is regulatory, and that's really the parts that seem to affect common diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, autism. And they're sort of like in business sense, they're kind of like the middlemen. They don't make the product, but they move it around, sort of. And so that's one big thing. Also, it's been very useful in looking at moving towards personalized medicine and identifying specific changes that affect each individual, because we know now that many of the things we do and treat as physicians, we treat to a group, but a lot of people in that group may not benefit from it. So,
yeah, I know we've had the guys on that were trying to invent the magic bullet for cancer, and one of their challenges, it seemed to be, was that the cancer kept evolving, so they had to keep changing it. They couldn't use it for the same person. Now I have two different friends that have had lung cancer, non-smokers lung cancer. One, the immunotherapy worked on. One, not so good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. The immunotherapy is a big example of personalized medicine, for sure. And we've identified the causes of a lot of different disorders now as well. That's the first start, you know, to therapy, is you have to identify what's wrong first. So we've made that big step.
Now, I'm just going to go off the reservation. I've got you here. I'm just going to do it. Designer babies, give me a break. Is this really on the way, or is it already here? And are they allowing people to do that? You knew that was going to come up. We're here talking about Alzheimer's with Evan, but you knew I was going to ask you about that.
It's all related in some way or another, I guess, huh?
It's all related. You brought the human genome?
Genome.
Genome. Okay, you brought the human genome guy on. You don't think I'm going to ask him all my good stuff?
I don't know of any designer babies at the moment, no. It is... You know, you are made up of 3.2 billion base pairs of DNA.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. So you can imagine that making a designer baby for 3.2 billion base pairs would be a bit of a challenge. It's a very good science fiction.
They talk about it to scare everybody, but that's not really right around the corner, is it?
Oh, no.
Okay, thank God.
Jim, if you had a designer baby, would it be Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
I don't know. I would have to ask Vivian. I think she's really more partial to Chopard. You know, she likes that Chopard.
As long as the shoes are red bottoms. That's
yeah,
all
there,
I know.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, boy, you are married, aren't you? And she also another good thing for her is Chanel. She likes Chanel. And for me, she likes Cartier. Got that Cartier. Well, that's a different show also. So, Evan, let's get back to you now. Tell me a little bit more about what you're looking for. You need some sponsors. Tell me about the people that you're looking to step up to be sponsors.
Yeah, so far we've had a pretty good response. All of our donors have donated a minimum of $1,000 directly to the John P. Hussman Institute.
But somebody can donate smaller amounts, too. We're not limiting it to $1,000, right? This is sponsors.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So sponsors start at like $1,000 for a certain level, but if somebody wants to get involved, they can email you or call you and get involved at a level that helps them feel comfortable, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you could also check us out on bikingforben.com.
How did you get that? That's great. It was available?
Shout out to Squarespace, my plug. You know, that's my Squarespace plug.
There you go. A high five to Squarespace.
Yeah, but check us out on Biking for Ben. We have a lot of information on there, how you can get involved, how you can donate. All donations are going directly to the John P. Hussman Institute. So all normal tax write-offs and such benefit. I know you have a business crowd.
Yeah, we were just had the head of one of the big banks from overseas is watching. Usually he does it on an airplane traveling back to South Florida. Maybe he's back already, because I know he's always in town on Fridays. So that's a shout out to my buddy Steve.
So let Steve know I need 2,000 then.
There you go, Steve.
There you go.
And by the way, he's going to do it. Yeah. You write that down. You write down Jim's friend Steve from Brickell. You write that down on your list.
He's on his G4 now.
Yeah, you write that down. No, I'm serious. Write that down. We're going to call him. This is not a joke. Steve, that's Steve. Right. He's writing it down. There he goes.
Microphone. Hello?
Yeah. He's sending us greetings from a Samsung Apple. Come on, the guy's listening on a plane.
He's on a plane?
He always listens on a plane.
Do you have to turn that stuff off on a plane anymore?
No, he has it. They have a thing where you pay extra money because he's a fat cat.
He's a fat cat.
Not physically, just positionally.
Gotcha.
There you go. Yeah. You know what? Probably good a time for a break. I've used up a lot of good straight lines, but yeah. I got more left.
All right, good.
We have more left. Can you guys stay for one more segment?
Absolutely. Sure.
Awesome. I want to talk about how it looks like a helix and all this other stuff. I got all the terms. We'll be back. We've got more stuff that you're going to be able to use to make your life better right after this. Wanda's going to make us laugh. Wanda, it's your turn. Love that. That's just the best. You always have the best music, Wanda. I just love your music. It's just great. Okay, hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why I have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You already know by now. I'll be in Gainesville next week at their Audi store live from the University of Florida. They got an Audi store up in Gainesville, and down in Key West, they've got a store that sells everything. That's right. Oh, my gosh. I got ahead of myself. I'm going to take a breath, Larry, if you're listening. What do they have in common? They're all great cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for any time for 4 years. Make sure to join me out at Supercar Saturday. I'm going to eat you and your dad out there. Out on Griffin and I-75. They're going to have a great event this Saturday. I'll be there. Join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Mile.
Do you want to put that on this phone, please? Hello?
On 880, The Biz.
Hello? You tell me when.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investments, Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking. All right, everybody. My name is Jim Fried, and I founded Sandstone Real Estate Advisors. And what's Sandstone Real Estate Advisors? We're the top 25 real estate companies by volume of sales and leasing here in South Florida. So high five to me. That's right, we made it. That's right. That was Evan giving me a high five. So if you need real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're working on a big project. You need a little outside help. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Mixed use, that's okay. I can handle that too. Read about what's going on at Wynwood Yard. That's my latest deal, selling Wynwood Yard to Lennar Corporation. I do that stuff all the time. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you out with your real estate deal. I know I work with people like the Butters family all the time. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? As the Butters will tell you, when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, yeah, there it was. There was your high five.
Yeah.
That was it. That was your tip of the hat to who was that?
Mr. Burt Reynolds.
Can I hear that again? Best part of Burt Reynolds.
I think so.
Best part certainly wasn't the hair.
Well, it not depends.
The hair. Not the hair. It wasn't
depends
the hair.
On where he got the hair.
Well, that's true. It's probably usually off of, we're not going to go into no shaggy dog stories on this show. Hey, we're here with Evan Butters. Evan is my good friend. He is a student at the FIU real estate program where he's going to learn all about how to make money and then bring that back to his family. We're here talking about Alzheimer's research and his program that he's running. He's got a charity event that he's running. He's going to tell us all about it. Welcome back to the show, Evan Butters.
How you doing, Jim?
Ta-da!
There you go. That's a good thing. Thank you, Wanda. We needed that break. Thank you. You're welcome here. Tell us about Biking for Men. It's November 17th at Markham Park. People in Dade County go, where is that?
So Markham Park is off State Road 84, just about as far west as you could go. Go west, and then go further west, and you'll hit Markham Park.
Young man. I had to say that. As I said it twice, and I had to say it. Yeah. So, exactly. But that means that people can get there easily because it's right up against the expressway.
Exactly.
So it's real easy to get to, and you're joining with the South Broward Wheelers, who are?
They are a bicycle club in South Florida and the organizer of the event.
Okay, great. And why are you organizing this event with them?
So I'm organizing this event in honor of my grandfather, Ben, who passed away last summer of Alzheimer's. He was an avid cycler who, up until he turned 85,
You're the best.
He went about 20 miles a day at 85 up A1A in Hallandale.
It's because he was proud of you.
Yeah, right? I wish.
I guarantee
you. I wish I could motivate someone like that.
Well, you're going to motivate me. Go out there and make it happen so I can capitalize your deals. I can't wait. Now, introduce your guest. Who's your guest?
Dr. Jeffrey Vance from the John P. Hussman Institute for Human Genomics at the University of Miami.
You keep saying P, it's T.
It's P.
P.
Is it P?
Yeah, P.
Time to get some new glasses.
Oh, it's John T. McDonald Foundation. No, it's me. I just never read five.
That's the department.
Yeah, I never go all the way. I just go halfway on these things.
Is
that
like speed reading?
Yeah, it's some speed reading. Yeah, the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset.
Or ADD reading.
No, it's the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset.
Got it.
Anyway, that's an old Cheech and Chong bit, the Evelyn Woodhead's Bed, Red, and Corset. Anyway, so Dr. Vance, you came here about 11 years ago with the boss at your household. How'd that work out?
That's worked out well. Worked out well. We now have the Hussman Institute. We have about 100 researchers, 20 faculty, and are actively doing a lot of research on Alzheimer's disease as well as Parkinson's and autism and other disorders.
What's one of the things you found out by studying the human genome about Alzheimer's?
Well, it's interesting. Since we came down here, we've tried to focus research somewhat on Hispanics and African Americans. Because Hispanics...
Oh, that's right. So you were studying about the Hispanic part. Oh, tell me.
Yeah, so up to now, most of the research has been done on Caucasian, European...
Males.
Non-Hispanic whites is the official term.
Yeah, males. I was going to throw that in.
Males and females.
Right? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're an equal opportunity group here.
Equal opportunity studier, huh?
Yeah, and... So we wanted to include the other groups because as we do move to personalized medicine, we want to make sure that everyone can participate and be included in the results. And so one of the things we found in our studies with African Americans and Hispanics is we've been able to locate a protective region for APOE4, which is the strongest a genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's. If you have two APOE4s, you pretty much are going to get Alzheimer's.
Is that a double allele?
A double allele. Very good.
Like that, huh?
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it in a second, blow your mind.
That's pretty amazing how you knew that.
I'm actually very good. You know, I know a lot of things. It's freed on business for a reason.
And by the way, your computer's not even on, so that was real knowledge.
Well,
yeah,
that is real knowledge,
that's
bro.
Impressive.
So I'll tell you how I know.
No.
Come on, Wanda. Give me a break.
You digress.
I don't digress. This is a great story.
Okay, go.
He's going to want to know. He wants to know how some layman knows double allele.
Okay.
It's because my wife needed a kidney transplant, and we brought somebody in that was a perfect match, but she was first-generation Ghanaian, so she had been born in Africa. So do you know what she had? Double Apple One, which meant she couldn't do it.
Oh.
See that? That's
wow.
That's an indicator for high blood pressure. But it was really back in the day. It was supposed to stop them from getting waterborne diseases. And so I always wondered if that would prevent everybody that has that type of background from giving.
Yeah, it's usually you have to be in the correct environment, right? It's an environmentally
generated.
Generated.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it was because she was from there. Because they told me as you farther away from being in Africa, it gets less and less.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So that's really cool, though. So that's a genetic test that you guys made that you discovered,
well,
right?
We're trying to identify the actual change that gives you protection. It turns out that Africans have a very low risk to develop Alzheimer's with the APOE4, which is by far a very strong risk for Europeans and even much stronger for Asian backgrounds.
So then let me get this straight.
So we can figure that out. We could use it as a therapeutic target.
So they have the same general setup as everybody else, but they don't get it. So you want to find out what the coating is around their DNA that stops it from activating this thing.
The neighborhood is different for some, and something in that neighborhood is giving them a protection. So we're actively working to try to identify that. And that's come out of the focusing on the Hispanic population.
And this is the kind of thing. This is the kind of thing that the donations go for, because you get funding from the National Institute of Health or whatever. But this extra money that people like Evan raise for you—that's how we're getting these solutions.
Oh yeah, it's a big help. It really is.
Are dementia and Alzheimer's part of the same family, or does that have any?
He couldn't hear you because he's not playing by the rules.
Okay. Is dementia part of Alzheimer's, or are they mixed?
Yeah, sure. Alzheimer's is a dementia.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm talking technically over here. Please keep on going with that. We have a radio show we're doing here. This is just a sidecar.
So Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, but there are a lot of dementias. There's Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia due to having vascular problems, just like cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, well, my wife, when she was going through dialysis, she lost a little bit of her acuity because of the medication. Medication's another reason that people have an issue, right?
Medications can usually cause not necessarily long-term dementia, but confusion. Yeah,
but it could be misinterpreted or something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So what is the super-duper thing that you're trying to really targeted on right now? You got to be like something that's like the golden ticket for you.
Well, this protective factor for APOE4 is really the one of the big elements. Also, we've identified specific changes. We've actually identified additional risk factors in Africans and Hispanics that aren't seen in non-Hispanic whites. So we're working on those too. Yeah, but you know, the whole idea is to develop therapeutics. And nowadays, we can actually take people's blood and turn it back into stem cells and then make neurons and different parts of your brain to actually study. So it's a new...
Wait a minute. You can recreate part of my brains from my blood?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately.
This is what I saw when I tore it. I was so impressed.
Wow.
Yeah, inducible pluripotent stem cells. So we have a lot of expertise at that, and so it allows.
So these are adult stem cells. You don't have to do this like
no embryonic stem cells
thing anymore.
No, basically you take blood and you strip it down from the programming that the body gave it to make it into blood, and take those cells and then can turn them into bone or brain.
Anything. It turns into anything, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
This is very exciting.
You can use those to model. So, you know, instead of having to use a rat brain, which guess rats and mice, the big difference between them and us is their brain.
That depends if you're looking at people in Washington or not.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, we're not going political here.
Very fair point.
We don't do politics, but that was just hanging over the plate. It was a slider.
Give it out to you.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
appreciated that.
No, it's really exciting stuff, and that's where we can use CRISPR, as I know you know about.
I love watching that stuff about CRISPR.
Yeah. CRISPR, which is a method to make an actual single base pair change or knock out a small area of a gene, and we can actually make those changes in these cells and see what happens. And they're actually the human cells. So, and they have your genetic background. So
we're gonna have to do a whole show on this. Evan just brought you in to scratch the surface. We're kind of running out of time, and right now I want to make it all about Evan again.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Isn't it always, though? It's always about me.
It is always about you.
That's
but
right.
That's because you're under 40. I don't use that word. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to Malcolm. I want to give a shout out to Kat.
Hi, Dad.
There you go. So now, Malcolm, tell us one more thing about Biking for Ben. And first of all, I want to say God bless you. Everybody should only have a son like you and a grandson like you. You are such a blessing.
Well, I know Viv's listening in, so, you know, if anyone was hoping to adopt me, Viv's already taken that right.
Yeah, he is. He's coming to our house and making my wife dinner.
Oh,
the kid's amazing.
I get at least a text once a week.
We love you. You really do. And I want to, first of all, really want to thank you and your whole family for supporting us emotionally and in every way while Vivian's been going through this kidney transplant. You, Catherine, Malcolm, beautiful human beings.
Oh,
all.
My God, of course, Jim. Beautiful, we love you. Human,
thank
that's,
you
that's
so much.
That's what family's for.
Thank you so much. So let's talk about your thing. We've got like a few seconds left.
Okay, so Biking for Ben, November 17th, Markham Park. Find us at www.bikingforben.com. There you'll find links to both the donation page on the John P. Hussman Institute, as well as a link to the Eventbrite page where you can register and ride. The Eventbrite will be live starting next week, so definitely make sure to check back in with that. But in the meantime, you know, go to the website and check out a little bit about us. Reach out to me if you have any questions, and I'm happy to speak to anyone, answer any questions you may have.
Well, that's beautiful. You'll be on again before this is all going to go down. We're going to have a remote. I got to go down there with all these Hussman people. You line up your geniuses. We talk to them one at a time. I can't wait for that. And riding, I can't ride, but I'll be in the support team and everything else like that. But the number one thing is that you're taking action. It's a beautiful thing what you're doing.
Well, you'll be. I'll let the Jersey Mike's people know that you'll be at the stand and bring a couple extra subs for you. You know, just in case some quote unquote disappear.
Yeah, there you go. Know, you know me well. You know me well. So I'm looking forward. We're going to get involved. We're going to do this. And an easy thing for people to know is if you want to get involved, you want to donate. There's a link on the Freedom Business page, freedombusiness.com. We have a link up there on Bike for Ben. You click on the bike, and it'll take you to where you need to go and what you do, because we need to get more money to the human genome people so they can continue to find immunotherapy solutions.
There you go.
High five to me for saying that. Wanda, there you go. Wanda was ready that time. All right, well, we'll be back after this. We ran over a little bit, but we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about why people are buying grocery-anchored retail centers today. We've got one of my good friends. He's in a family office up in Denver. So it's not even a local person. We're going to talk a national view on this. It's a real interesting thing. I got a lot of people wanting to know what's going on, and we're going to talk about it right after this. Come on, it's all yours.
She left my mama a goodbye note. By sundown, I left Kingston with my guitar under my coat. I hitchhiked all the way down to Memphis. Got a room at the YMCA. For the next 3 weeks, I went a-hunting them nightclubs looking for a place to play. Well, I thought my picking would set them on fire, but nobody wanted to hire a guitar man. Well, I nearly about starved to death down in Memphis. I run out of money and luck, so I bought me a ride down to Macon, Georgia on an overloaded poultry truck. I thumbed on down to Panama City, started...
All right, we're talking real estate with Malcolm. With Malcolm, look at this. I'm already calling you your father. You look, you know, you're handsome back. With Evan and, you know, here with Dr. Vance, we were talking about all kinds of great stuff. They got me sidelined, but we're going to do more about the human genome. We're going to do more about Biking for Ben. We're going to just do great, and then we're going to talk about real estate and retail right after this. But now, I'm going to warn everybody, I'm going to be in Gainesville next week. I'm going to go to that Audi store in Gainesville. You go, who's got an Audi store in Gainesville? Warren Henry does. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You heard about Audi in Gainesville. And in Key West, they've got all kinds of great cars. I'm going to see them this week at Supercar Saturday at the Lamborghini Broward store up on State Road 84 and I-75. Whoa, what do all these cars have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. My mom drives that person crazy. That's right. My mom has one, my wife has one, and I have one too. You should all join us. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Five-piece band, wouldn't you know, it's that swinging little guitar, man. Yeah, yeah.
Jim Freed.
Enrique.
And Wanda Miles.
How are you?
On 880, The Biz.
It's a big thing. Hello?
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, we're back and we're talking about real estate. And you go, why would we talk about real estate with Jim Freed? Well, take a look at the Miami Herald this week, and they'll tell you, or just about any other paper, where they're writing up my latest deal, the deal to sell Wynwood Yard. If you own urban land or you're looking to buy urban land, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need capital for your real estate deal? I can help with that, too. Just helped a guy with a private loan. We closed in 2 weeks over the 4th of July weekend. 305-773-6300. Need a little advice on how to get your problematic real estate project closed? I can help with that, too. 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we went to the ICSC, the International Council of Shopping Centers event last week, learned all about the retail industry here in Florida. Now I've got my good friend Todd Laurie. He's based up in Denver, Colorado, and we're going to talk about the overall retail business. He's with one of the family offices. He's buying grocery-anchored shopping centers. Everybody tells me that business is dead. Todd tells me it's not. Todd, how you doing?
Jim, it's a real pleasure to be with you today. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Listen, Todd, before we get started, tell people a little bit about you and your firm so they get a feel for where you're coming from.
You got it. So Baseline Investments is a manager and sponsor of retail investments that focus on neighborhood and community shopping centers scattered throughout the central U.S. Today, we own and operate 55 shopping centers that focus on everyday goods and services.
So you made a real point of emphasizing everyday goods and services. Now, down here in South Florida, we've had people build what I call pro forma shopping centers back in the 70s and 80s, where they built like 200,000, 300,000 square feet. They built a grocery store and a bunch of what I call pro forma space. Who used to go in there? The Hallmark store used to go in there. All kinds of different retailers that are no longer with us used to go in there. So if you're buying grocery anchored centers, what is the perspective that you're using? What type of a retail center would you look for? What would your criteria be? Or do you just buy anything?
No, that's a really great question, Jim. So we have a strong bias towards the shopping centers that are anywhere from, say, 20,000 to 100,000 square feet. And they might or might not actually have a grocery anchor as part of that shopping center. But primarily, the operators or the businesses that are located in those shopping centers focus on, as I said, the everyday goods and services that people use on a regular basis, irrespective of what's going on in the economy. And it doesn't lend itself to e-commerce types of outlets. So there are nail salons, hair salons. You can't get your hair cut online yet. They may be dry cleaner drop-offs. There's lots of cell phone PCS types of businesses. And now we see a lot of medical use going into these shopping centers as well, because dentists and chiropractors and ophthalmologists want to be close to the neighborhoods where our centers are located.
So then let me ask you this. If you don't need a grocery store, some of the centers that I'm seeing are anchored by tech colleges, good credit gyms, and soft good marketers that sell clothes to people that maybe get paid in cash.
Yeah, you've got it exactly. So what it is are the discount durable good retailers, dollar stores, or discount clothing stores tend to be very profitable and very successful in these shopping centers. And we don't necessarily need to, as you pointed out, have a grocery anchor, but fitness centers are key. And again, those dollar stores can be really solid anchors for a shopping center as well.
So then let's just get straight to it. So now you go out, you find one of these deals, you got to bring it to a financing. Are you buying these all cash? No, you're using leverage, right?
Yes, we use leverage today, yeah.
Okay.
We've had a series of unleveraged funds in the past, and those have worked out very, very well. But we recently changed over on our current fund to using some prudent level of leverage in order to get a little higher return for our investors.
Yeah, it sounds to me like that's the way to go sometimes. But the fact that you had the all-cash ability, and was it discretionary funds? Listen to me asking all the questions. If it was discretionary, that allowed you to move fast, which meant you could get good deals, right?
Absolutely. Fortunately, because we've got a long operating history, Baseline has a very flexible enterprise-level facility that's in place. And I don't know if I can plug the bank or not.
Yes.
We have a national bank that's its Key Bank is the third largest provider of REIT structured debt in the U.S., and they've put together a really fantastic financing facility for us. So even though we have the debt that we're using at closing, we're able to pull the trigger and close on properties very quickly.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions, but you might as well follow all the way through. Which office at Key Bank and who's your guy or lady?
Yeah, so our guy is Joshua Mayers out of the Cleveland office of Key Bank.
Wow. Well, it sounds like he gives you great service. So high five to Josh for that. So let's go back to it then, Todd. So now let's say that you found one of these deals. You've got Key Bank is there for you. You guys are bringing the equity. You're going to close. What's one of the big due diligence points that you look for on one of these deals?
You know, it's interesting because there really are a myriad of factors. One of the things that Baseline does that's, I think, distinctive relative to other firms and other people when they buy real estate is our due diligence team goes out personally and interviews every tenant at the shopping center. A lot of operators will only interview a large tenant or a couple of tenants at a property. We go out and schedule time to talk with every tenant. You find out a lot of information about a property by going through that process. You find out about any mechanical issues or facade issues with the property. You find out about tenants that don't pick up their trash or are doing funky things in the back of the property. And you find out about businesses that, although may have been reported as doing well, that the owner really isn't happy and may be looking to move or is underperforming and not meeting the sales expectations that they have. So that when we get through to the end of the due diligence process, we have a very solid idea of what expenses are going to need to be put into the property in order to get it up to our standards. We have a very good idea of how the tenants are performing and which tenants are going to be renewing or which tenants we're going to need to replace during the hold period.
Let me tell you, one of the things that I find about that is that you're interviewing your customers, because when you buy that shopping center, the people that you have to create a good environment for are not only the people that come to those tenants, but the tenants themselves. With a bunch of bad tenants doing bad business, you're not going to get anybody coming to that center.
It's important to remember that, you know, as a firm that's a sponsor and a manager of these types of investments, we have multiple customers. We have our investors, of course, but you're absolutely right. The tenants are a primary customer for us, and we have to establish good relationships with those folks and be a good landlord for them, because we want them to be successful in their business so that we can increase their rents as they're increasing their sales. And we want them to renew their leases at higher rates when those leases come up for renewal.
Fair enough. Well, that's a real value-add strategy, as we like to say in the business. Hey, Todd, we got to go to a break. Can you hang out and do another segment? This is good stuff.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Wanda, do some magic. We're going to come back with Todd. I want to ask him what the changes in retail, Amazon, all that other stuff. We talked a little bit about it before, but maybe there's some certain centers that are better positioned to look a little better, take advantage or to be disadvantaged by that. So, Todd, I gave you a little soft warm-up, and we'll be right back with some more Todd Lorre and what's up with the retail sector in real estate today. Wanda. All right, everybody, we're back. Wanda, put the on-air sign on, and that means I'm on air. When I'm on air, I'm absolutely electric. Is that not right, Evan? Evan knows it's true. It's very true. He leaned, but his mic was off. Make him live. It's on. I'm talking. Talk, Evan.
Very true.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you.
My God, this whole room, it's electricity like crazy.
I love you. It's dripping off of you, obviously. All the high-powered energy. You're so cute. I love you, man. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Ranger, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They got an Audi store in Gainesville, which I am going to see finally next week. I can't wait when I'm up in Gainesville doing my live show. And we'll be in Key West sometime soon. And we're going to see the store in Key West, too. Of course, Evan, I've got to get you and your dad out one day to Supercar Saturday, which is, by the way, this Saturday. And I will be there. What do all those nameplates and stores have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. As you know by now, my mom just drives that person crazy. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful, lovely wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Claims that no.
And Wanda Miles.
No amount of alcohol is good for you.
On 880, The Biz.
Do we look like we want what's good for us?
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking. That's right, and if you need the future of real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. People go, Jim, what do you do? Who are you? I go, I'm Jim Fried, and I'm a real estate business person. What do? I help families get their first mortgages on their fancy real estate deals, and I help them get their first mortgages on their beautiful luxury homes. So you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe I can help you. Maybe you've got a complex real estate deal. Maybe you've been sitting on that land, perfecting the land use approvals, and now it's time to sell, but you'd rather JV. You go, Jim, how can I know who to JV with? I'll go, we'll take you on some dates. If you give me a call at 305-773-6300, you get me, Jim Fried. And what does that mean? That means when you call me, it's all about you.
We're the smartest people.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
We're the most loyal people.
On 880, The Biz.
Oh, Wanda, that was awesome. You're getting all these off of there. You are the YouTube lady.
I love you. I just like things pithy.
I like things that are pithy and fun, too. People don't listen to this just to get bored. They listen to this to have fun, and then the information comes. So, Todd, you better be ready to have some fun. We're with Todd Lurie. He's with Baseline Investments. He helps them capitalize their deals, and he leads their teams that look for the secret hidden values in the deals that help them close. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
Oh, thanks for keeping me around.
No, it's my pleasure. Now, I want to give a shout out to DJ Van Curen, who's the guy that introduced us. High five, DJ.
There high you go. Five, DJ.
There you go. Wanda, you didn't get him getting the high five. You just got me. She's only focused on me. So, Todd.
I can't see him.
Yeah, I know that. Todd, how did you guys decide that you wanted to be in the grocery-anchored retail space, and that's what your focus was, not regional malls, stuff like that?
And so one of our founders back in the mid-90s was working at a bank, and one of his clients became aware of a property in the Denver area that was a neighborhood shopping center that he wanted to buy. The client wanted to buy it and asked David if he would leave the bank and help him run some investments. So back in the 90s, one of our founders, David Pucci, started his first investment with friends and families and then built that over a number of years and added on Doug Arnold and then Craig Zollner in 2003. And that's when we officially became Baseline Investments. And because of that, you know, initial entrance into neighborhood shopping centers, that's really been the love and the area of expertise for Baseline Investments for many years.
So it's a conscious decision to stay in the grocery anchored space it's completely different from the enclosed mall, super regional mall, stuff like that. Different tenants, different approach entirely. Now, what is the risk profile that you seek when you're buying these deals out?
So we're looking for an infill location with lots of supporting rooftops and good, stable incomes from the surrounding population. I'm not necessarily suggesting that they're very wealthy individuals. I just mean that we're looking at the demographics and want to see long-term stable or steady growing trends for those properties. Then we're looking at what are all of the services and goods that are provided by other businesses within a 1, 3, and 5 mile radius to make sure that the mix of tenants that are in the property we're considering are well represented within that community and not overrepresented within that community. And then lastly, we're wanting to make sure that we can build a synergistic a community within that particular shopping center. So a good mix of businesses that are going to continue to drive traffic to the property for the foreseeable future. It's important that it's well located, that there's really good access to it for the consumers that are going to be going there, for our tenants that are there. And we want to make sure that the property is an appealing place to both work and to shop.
You know, in the past, the industry has parsed the different sizes of the centers. They called them community centers, neighborhood centers. I like both of those names, but I like them for what they represent and connote. Because as urban areas get more congested, as people want to travel less and less, what's going to start happening is these will be the gathering places. These will be the places where communities come together. It will be the neighborhood center. It will be the community's center. And to me, that's the challenge for people that are buying these now, is to create that. And if you're going in and trying to create an integrated community where all of the tenants pull together, that's the golden ticket.
That's such a great point. And so many of the properties that are owned that would be classified as community or neighborhood shopping centers are owned by individuals. And it's really difficult for them, without scale, to put into place programs that really help to develop it as a community or neighborhood shopping center. Fortunately, Baseline has a scale and now has programs in place for our tenants to help them with their marketing, to help them to be better business operators, and also to drive traffic to the properties through events. So we have a full-time person that goes to the properties and plans events there, whether they're farmers markets or car shows or those types of things. All of these types of events and types of activities that let the neighborhood know that Baseline is invested in their community, let the tenants know that we're invested in their community, and to drive the traffic there for those businesses.
Todd, I'm running out of time. When are you going to come to Florida? I've got a deal for us.
You know, I come there several times a year for family office conferences, and I'm sure I will be there within the next few months.
I know you will, because they all happen around Art Basel, and I live in the neighborhood they have them. We've got to get together, Todd. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show. When you're in Miami, maybe we'll even get you live in the studio.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would enjoy that very much, Jim.
Well, put that down, and as soon as you're making your travel plans, make sure you call me and tell me what days you're here, and we'll do it again, and we'll even get DJ, because I'm sure he'll be here for the same conference. I got to run now. There you go. See, she
Take
just
care.
Told me I got to run. So listen, thank you so much, Todd, for being on. Good luck to Baseline. Come to Florida. Let's do some deals.
We'll do it. Thanks so much, Jim. Thanks so much, Wanda. Best to you both.
Okay, take
Bye,
care.
Thanks.
Enjoy that. Hopefully, you're going to get some better weather than us. It's been hot and sticky here. All right, so there you go. We've had biking for Ben with my good friend, the Butters family, and Hussman Institute. Boy, that guy is smart. We had real estate retail with Todd Laurie. That guy's smart too, just in a different way. He's discovered the retail genome, I think. All right, Wanda, we had a great time today. You brought in some great special bits. Well done to you.
Thank you, sir.
I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for looking out for Polo there.
I love Polo. Polo keeps it calm in here when we get a little bit over the edge.
He gets a little anxious sometimes.
That's okay. Polo keeps us calm. It's a true service dog in the real true way.
He is.
Of course, Vivian Freed was listening and giving us positive energy through the airwaves. I want to make sure I thank my friend Evan Butters. Evan, did you have a good time today?
Of course, Jim. Always a great time. Thank you so much. And shout out to my mom, Viv Freed. Love you.
Hi, Mom.
There she is. There you go. I turned it around just so she could see Evan. And Evan, you're the best. You're such a clean cut, shiny penny. I love you. Love everything about you except that red A on your shirt. Hey, everybody. I love you. I know you do. And that's okay. I don't mind. I don't care who you cheer for as long as you cheer loud. Hey, I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, where I will be broadcasting live from next week, the Turkel Brands. And of course, I want to thank you, our listeners. Without you, I just wouldn't have a show. Also, my good friend DJ Van Curen, he's the best. He's the one who delivered us Todd Lurie, the retail guy, today. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, vote for Nikki Fried, join our community, give us feedback, comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Website keeps on getting hits. As soon as Robert Pitts gets it up, it'll be up on www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6, where I'll be broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies, and Larry Zinn will be on with me too. We'll be on Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Hey, remember, everybody, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, rock the music. No
stains.
Jim Fried.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.
And Wanda Miles.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and
billions. On 880.
Billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions.